Now, Ginny, Adrian has got a question for you. Adrian, what's your question?
I've got a Tissot watch, a wrist watch. I've got that now for about 51 years. It's a gold-plated thing. Beautiful run, but it's automatic. No batteries. You don't wind the thing by any movement of your arm. It winds itself up automatically. Now, I've been intrigued for many years that if I'm slightly off color, say a slight temperature or a flu coming up, that thing stops. The only time I take it off is when I go to swim or in the shower, but when I'm a bit off color, it stops. What could be the reason?
Ginny, what do you think?
Automatic wristwatches are really, really clever. So you used to have to wind a watch because a watch needs energy in order to move the hands around. So you used to have to wind up a little rotor inside that then drives the hands around. But what these kind of automatic watches have is there's a weighted bit inside that moves every time you move your arm. And you move your arm quite a lot during the day without even noticing it. So that movement winds the spring that drives the hands. Watches vary in how much energy they can store. Most of them actually you can take off overnight, or even if you leave them on, you're not moving overnight, and they'll store enough energy to still work perfectly well the next day. So the only thing I can think here is that if you've been ill, you're probably not moving around as much. If you've got flu, you might be, you know, taking it a bit easy on the sofa. So even if your watch is on, chances are you're not moving your arms around quite as much. So maybe if you're ill for a day, then it's gone a night and a day and another night without much winding. That might be enough for it to stop.
So there you go. It's all down to not being sufficiently active to keep the watch around. So keep yourself well, Adrian.